Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
A lot of the papers on the front page leading with the man arrested following Jojo Dollard's disappearance. The Irish Independent, a man arrested on suspicion of murdering Jojo Dollard, was one of the last people known to have interacted with her before she went missing 29 years ago. The man is described as being from a highly respectable and well-known family. I don't know why that's on the front page. But apparently the man made a statement to Gardaí shortly after Jojo disappeared. And apparently he's been on the radar for Gardaí for a long time. The guards investigating this case and the lines of inquiry in recent years cemented Gardaí's suspicions in relation to him. The Irish Daily Mirror on the front page, news search for missing Jojo as man held. Gardaí are searching land after a man was arrested on suspicion of Jojo's murder yesterday. The site is near Grange Conn. It's on the Kildare-Wicklow border. Two private residences were also examined. I'm living in Naas. There's lots of rumours flying around, but all you can say is what's being said by Gardaí, which is that a man has been arrested and this land is being searched. It's also on the front of the Irish Times. Main photograph is of the land in Grange Conn, access sealed off to it for the Garda search. And this man, according to the Irish Times, has been a suspect in relation to Jojo's disappearance since 1995. He's a member of a well-known family in the Kildare-Wicklow region, we are told. That's the main story on the front of the Irish Times. The search continues today of that land, and we'll have more on this on News Talk throughout the day. Other big stories on the front of the Irish Times, big changes to the leaving cert. Looks like there's going to be one English exam. I still remember, I actually still have the little lump on my finger from doing Leaving Cert English when you had to write and write and write. But apparently now major changes to the Leaving Cert would require students to sit a single written English exam, one instead of two, and complete a project worth 40% at the end of fifth year. It's all about easing stress that students face in the traditional Leaving Cert written exams, and the changes, if they are approved, would come into force for students entering fifth year in September 2026. They also plan to reduce Leaving Cert maths to a single exam, but again, a project at the end of fifth year. So a bit more of the continuous assessment that we keep hearing about, but I think a lot of students would welcome doing one written English exam instead of two, because literally you've cramps in your hand by the end of it. And the Irish Times also looks at the election. Increasingly sharp exchanges between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil continue to dominate general election debates as the first full week of campaigning got underway. So they're launching barbs at each other. That's the front of the Irish Times. Also, the Irish Daily Mail leads with the election. Fianna Fáil promises €2 billion gift to pensioners. Pensioners are being wooed to vote Fianna Fáil in the election with a promise of an extra €2 billion in pension payments over the lifetime of the next government and a pledge to increase the state pension to at least €350 a week, says the Irish Daily Mail. Staying with the elections, the Irish Sun, Monk goes on run. Gerry the Monk Hutch flew home yesterday to make his bid for the Dáil official. And then the front of the Irish Daily Star, home run for the Monk. Gerry Hutch arrives back in from Ireland, arrives in Ireland back from Lanzarote yesterday. no doubt he'll try for Dáil seat, he tells us at Dublin Airport. So Gerry Monk Hutch got off the flight from Lanzarote yesterday and held a mini press conference in the arrivals hall at Dublin Airport. And he said he was going to put his name in the hat or his hat in the ring yesterday, if he could, to run for the general election. So he's fully serious about it. He looks very well, I have to say. He looks very healthy. Shows what a bit of Spanish living can do, and he is looking to run for election in Dublin. Elsewhere in the papers inside, a lovely cheerful topic for a Tuesday morning. By the way, there's not a lot of fun in the papers today. It's quite serious stuff, including this story from the Indo. Most people have made no financial provision for their funeral, despite the ceremony being a big cost for loved ones. More than 8 in 10 Irish people say they have not set aside any money or made any arrangements for their funerals. According to a survey by Gallagher Insurance, 1 in 4 say they've no plans to do so either. Let your family worry about it. Not your worry is what people seem to think. The survey found more men than women say they will not be preparing for their death. More than half of the 1,000 adults surveyed say they believe the cost of a funeral would come in at under €5,000. Some estimate that the cost could be in excess of €10,000. It's very expensive, by the way, to get buried in Ireland, but most people have made no preparation for their funeral. The Trump effect is having an impact here in Ireland. According to the Mail, thousands more Americans are searching for houses in Ireland. It looks like they're considering emigrating following Donald Trump's election win. MyHome.ie says US-based searches for houses in Ireland have increased by 120% since Donald Trump's victory. And also in the 5 days after last Tuesday's election, there were 11,000 US visitors to MyHome.ie, more than double the 5,300 from the 5 days before. So apparently this happened in 2016 as well. People start Googling Ireland and looking to live here. Working from home, never far from the headlines. The Telegraph today tells us people who work from home sleep more and do fewer hours working than those who go into the office. This is an official report from the British Office for National Statistics. People who work from home get an extra 24 minutes in bed and they get an extra 15 minutes of exercise a day, and they also work for 10 minutes less on average compared to those who travel to their workplaces. So maybe we see why so many people are so keen to work from home. And finally, we have the official I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here cast. It's been announced. There'll be more on it on News Talk Breakfast this morning, but the contestants have been officially confirmed. Now, the two who aren't mentioned are Maura Higgins and Reverend Richard Coles, because they're expected to join the show as late entries, but the rest of them have been unveiled. We have Barry McGuigan, by the way, so we could have Barry McGuigan and Maura Higgins in the jungle. Elsewhere, we have Taliza. She was a judge on The X Factor. Colleen Rooney. They're paying a lot to get Colleen into the jungle, I'd imagine. I mentioned Barry McGuigan. There's also Danny Jones from McFly. He was a judge on The Voice recently. Melvin Odum. Don't know who he is. Is a TV presenter and a famous DJ, apparently. Oti Mabuse is a dancer on Strictly Come Dancing. Then we've Alan Halsall, who's Tyrone from Coronation Street. Jane Moore is on Loose Women. GK Barry, never heard of, is it him? I don't know who they are. GK Barry's a podcaster, apparently. And also Dean McCullough, who's a radio DJ. So there's your lineup for I'm a Celebrity, all over the papers this morning.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher. Providing business insurance, financial planning solutions, and personal insurance nationwide.